Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Vinny Serrato's Draft Profiles. News, notes, and analysis on the 2025 NFL Draft Class. Vinny and Haney. Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan.
It definitely comes with a lot of challenges for sure. I think the Sun Belt Conference is the best G5 conference out there. So I know there could be some talk about like competition and things like that, but at the same time, like Sun Belt is still a great conference to play in.
That's Mike Green out of the Marshall football program, the Thundering Herd, still on the draft board. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw is on the other side of the glass. Vinny, tell us about Mike Green. Despite immense skill and production, why is he still available here on a Friday?
I'm reading it right here. It says, off-field concerns are why Green fell out of round one. He had a sexual assault allegation while playing at Virginia and another sexual assault allegation in high school, which left teams questioning his character. Virginia even requested he sign a zero-tolerance policy. So that's the reason why he's out of the first round. Now, Mike Green, 6'3", 251, senior, 32-inch arms, 8.5-inch hands, benched 28 times. 2.25, 2021 at the University of Virginia, played in 6 games as a reserve, had 4 tackles and 1 sack. In 2022, he redshirted. In 2023, transferred to Marshall. At Marshall in 23, played in all 13 games, 1 start, 43 tackles, 9 tackles for loss, 4.5 sacks, 1 forced fumble. And this past year, at Marshall, Sun Belt Defensive Player of the Year, 17 sacks, 22.5 tackles for loss, 84 tackles, 2 PBUs, started all 13 games. He was also a wrestler in high school. His strengths were he's got size, he's got base, balance, he can spin, good athlete, shows a burst of the quarterback, good bend, flexible, strong, fluid hips, good takeoff, good punch, speed to power, understands leverage, he can punch, lock out, shed, and find a football. Gives good effort, uses his hands well to shed, shows a closing burst, he'll chase, good feet, he can dip the shoulder to set tackle, good balance, stays off the ground, fluid spin move, good change of direction, takes good angles, good motor, has violent hands, and had a really good Senior Bowl week. Weaknesses, he'll get high, some, and overpowered by big offensive tackles. He'll need some work on more moves. Arm length is questionable with 32. Limited experience. Dropping into coverage. 21 snaps in 2 seasons dropping into coverage. Now, in summary, this kid has pass rush skill and showed development at the Senior Bowl. Very good athlete. Flexible and hand flexion and hand use. Rushing, arm length. You know, could hurt some in the run game versus big old tackles. I like him for the Ravens as a rusher. Love his play mentality. So, I mean, if he didn't, Bob, we wouldn't even be talking about this kid if he didn't have the off-the-field stuff. And people, you know, I mean, with sexual assault stuff with 2 of them, you know, people are concerned. And, you know, everybody has their own investigator or whatever. And when you go investigate, you know, and your scouts are talking to coaches at both places, at Marshall and Virginia, And who knows what else they have found, if anything.
Now, Matt Miller, ESPN.com, his second-round mock draft has Mike Green going to New England pick 38. So he won't even be around at 59 for the Ravens.
Yeah, you know, in the first round, you normally want like a clean guy. You know, and then once you get out of the first, you know, then you can deal with more character issue things. So, yeah, I think he, talent-wise, he should go. He should come off the board in the top 10 in this round.
Miller's got Baltimore taken at 59, by the way, everybody. Siobhan Revelle Jr., cornerback East Carolina, but coming back from a pretty significant injury there.
Yeah, that's, you know, and I just don't, you know, I mean, Bob, they've had with Tampa, you know, with Armstrong, you know, I mean, Armour Davis. I mean, they've had the injury things, you know, Adisa Isaac last year. You know, I mean, all these guys that had, I don't know if I want to, you know, I think that's what was so nice about Malachi Starks. He started 40 of 41 games.
I know you like Donovan as a Raku.
Yep.
Matt's mock draft has him going 41 to the Bears. So he, again, some of these guys that Baltimore would certainly like and could use, you're going to have to improvise and adapt unless they use multiple, or a couple of the, what, 4-6 round picks to maybe move up a notch or two.
I don't see him moving up, Bob. I think they'll just sit
playing
there
it out and, the way it is.
Yeah. I mean, they seem like a guy falls to him all the time.